Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that kind of pops up in the minds of people often, and that's this. We know, based on what we are told by religion, that Adam was the first human being, and there, we are the progeny of Adam. We're all the sons and the daughters and the children of Adam. But is it possible for there to have been human beings before Adam, or being similar to human beings before Adam or not? And then a question which branches off from this is this: is that if there were human beings before Adam, then the question arises, is that would it be possible to say that Adam was from the progeny of those human beings? He was a child of those human beings or not? And if this is so, how does this tie up with us being the children of Adam? Why can we say we're the children of those human beings? And if this is true, like, how far does this go? I mean, do we eventually terminate at a human being who is the first human being or what? The answer to this question is this, we have traditions which have been narrated in our collections of traditions regarding this, that indicate the fact that, yes, indeed, there were human beings before Hazrat Adam, before Adam, the Adam that we've heard of, and he was not the first human being. For example, there's a tradition which has been narrated by Saduq, Sheikh Saduq, in Kitab al-Tawheed, Volume 1, page 277, in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that it's possible for you to surmise that God Almighty has not created any other human being, any other human being, meaning besides you. But this is not true. Rather, God Almighty created thousands and thousands of atoms, meaning, and this could be indication to the beginning of each progeny of human beings. Or it could also mean, indicate the multiplicity of human beings before the progeny of Adam, the Adam that we know and we're accustomed to and acquainted with. And then Imam Sadiq says that, you, meaning us, we are the from the progeny of the last of those. So this indicates that, yes, there were human beings before Hazrat Adam. However, this does not necessarily mean that Adam, the father of the humanity that we are a part of, was from the progeny of those human beings. The reason we can say this is that there are verses in the Holy Quran which indicate the fact that Adam didn't have a father and mother, and that he was created from dust. One verse is the 59th verse of Surah Ali Imran, in which God Almighty says, "Inna mathala Isa inda Allah kamathali Adam khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun." Surely the example of Jesus in God's eyes, or with God, is similar to the example of Adam. How are these similar? God says, خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ. He created Adam from dust. This indicates that he's not from the progeny of any other human being. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at whether there were human beings before Adam or not. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.